Hello, this is Jeremy Perlman speaking to you on a recorded line. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with, or what is the name of the person you are transferring?
I'm transferring Destiny Granger. It's D-E-S-T-A-N-Y.
Mm-hmm.
Granger, G-R-A-N-G-E-R.
Phone number of 470-350-0019.
Yes, sir. I'm transferring her now.
Thank you so much.
Miss Granger, you're in good hands. I'm transferring you now.
Hi, Destiny.
Okay, thank you. Hi, how are you?
I am doing well. How are you doing today? My name is Jeremy Perlman. We're speaking on a recorded line. So I'm just going to ask you some questions that they probably just asked you. It's kind of getting redundant. We will get through this quick so we get your claim started. You would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit. That is correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. And then you do not have an attorney in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit, right?
No, sir. Not that I know of.
Okay. And then you are willing to affirm you have not signed any paperwork or documents in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit, correct?
Yes, sir. I'm not.
Thank you. And then you are filing the claim for yourself, I take it, and you are a resident of the United States?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what was the date of diagnosis? Just roughly.
It was April 12th, 2017.
Okay. Thank you for having the exact dates. I do appreciate that. So 4/12/2017, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then what is your date of birth?
1/3/1993.
All right. And then do you know anybody else that was injured by the Depo Provera or was taking it, was later diagnosed with meningioma as well?
I know one other person.
Okay. I'm going to give you.
Told me about it.
Okay. Oh, she already has an attorney though, or did she?
No, she never went through with it.
Okay. I'm going to give you my number once we finish and you can definitely give it out to her.
Okay.
Info. And then I'm just going to run through these questions quickly. You did consume the brand name injectable contraceptive Depo Provera. That is correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. And then you did use the Depo Provera for at least 1 year, aka 4 injections in a year, once one every 3 months or so?
Yes, sir.
All right. And then
in
I'm going to ask
2017.
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening.
No, when did you stop? When did you start and stop? 2017, and then the stop was?
No, I started in 2013. I stopped in 2017.
What was the last year? I'm sorry, 20 what?
2017 was the last year. That's when I was diagnosed.
Oh, that's when you stopped. Okay. And when did you start using it? I'm sorry.
February 2013.
I don't know
the date.
Okay. No, you're good. I just need a rough estimate. You're good. February, and then I'll put the end date as 1/2017. And then just to confirm, you did have 4 injections prior to your diagnosis, correct? Had at least 4 injections.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then this one is very redundant as we just went over the years of 2013 to 2017, but you did use Depo Provera between 1992 and current day sometime in there, right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I know that one's very redundant. And then this one is kind of a little bit redundant as well as we're speaking about birth control, but can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. And then Destiny is D-E-S-T-A-N-Y. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. And last name Granger, G-R-A-N-G-E-R.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. And you are not a junior, senior, or anything like that? I know that one is also redundant, first, second, or third, nothing like that?
No.
Okay, thank you. I know, for females, it never is. I have to ask, though. And then, what is your social?
308-138-8838.
308-138-8838, right? That was right, what I said?
I can't hear you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. 308-138-8838.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. And then email is your first name, last name, 12@yahoo.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And this is the best number to reach you on, 407-350-0019. And is this a cell phone or a landline?
Cell phone.
Okay. And when the attorneys reach out to you, what's the best time, morning, afternoon, or evening?
Afternoon.
Afternoon? Okay.
If morning, it'd be like at noon, at lunchtime, from 12 to 1. And then afternoon, like at 4.
Okay. If they do have a problem reaching you, they'll be able to text you. And then also you will have my number. So if you can always reach out to me. Then I can always transfer you to them. So if there's any problem, I'll put afternoon and put that in there as well. And then Destiny, what is your best physical address?
11132 James Madison, James Madison, Madison, Drive, Hampton, Hampton, Georgia, 30228.
30238. Okay.
No, 30228.
Two. Okay, I gotcha. Sorry about that.
It's two twos.
I gotcha. No, you're good. 11132 James Madison Drive, Hampton, Georgia, 30228.
Yes, sir.
And is this a townhome, a home, or an apartment, or a condo, or any number on it?
House.
Okay. Thank you. And Clayton County, that is right?
Yes.
And then who was your diagnosing doctor or the facility name where you were diagnosed?
Dr. Wendy Russell.
Wendy Russell. And she's in, is she in Georgia as well?
Yes. Okay. She's in Austell, Georgia.
Okay. A-U-S-T-E-L-L, Austell?
A-U-S-T, yep.
Okay. Hold on a sec. Do you remember the street you saw her on or anything like that? If not, I can just find it. It was on Austell Road, right?
Yeah, I was just about to say Austell Road.
Okay. 3999 Austell Road.
It was an urgent care.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a Piedmont urgent care.
Okay. Oh, at Piedmont. Okay, at Piedmont Hospital. That's where you saw her.
It was an urgent care.
At Piedmont, though.
No, Wellstar.
Okay.
It was Piedmont Urgent Care by Well Street.
Okay. Piedmont by Well.
Urgent care.
I see it. Yeah, I got it. You're good. I just want to put down everything correct, so no, there's no problems. Piedmont. Okay, I see it. Let me just see what address comes up. One sec. All right. One sec, I'm sorry. That is the address of 3999 Austell Road, Suite 901, Austell, Georgia. And then it was Piedmont Urgent Care by Well Street, correct? That was the institution's name or the facility name? Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. One sec, I just need to find their phone number. I had it right here, Dr. Wendy.
Yes,
I got it. 770-809-3032.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And then was she the same doctor that treated you?
No.
Was it a different treat? And then they're separate. Okay. And then who was your treating doctor?
Dr. David McCracken. He was my neurosurgeon.
Okay. And he's also in Georgia, I'm taking it.
Yes.
And he was at Piedmont Health.
No, he was at Piedmont Fayetteville Hospital.
Okay. Fayetteville. Let's get his name right here. Would you see him in Atlanta on Peachtree or no?
No,
is it Fayetteville?
Fayetteville.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because it's close to Hampton.
No, you're good. Yeah, it's online sometimes. They just have the one, the main one they're at. So I'll put the Fayetteville one. Hold on. Piedmont. Let me put his office number here. And then the office number, is it that 404-605 number you have, or is it different for him?
No, the different one is 770-719-7000.
Uh-huh. Okay. 719, you said, right?
Yep, 770-719-7000.
Thank you. I'll just look the phone number up. It'll give me the address. There we go. Piedmont, Fayetteville. And then that address is 1255 Highway 54 West in Fayetteville, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. And then the treating doctor was the same as the prescribing doctor, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I'll put Dr. David Jason.
David McCracken.
Yep, I gotcha. And then what's the pharmacy that you would go to? CVS, Walgreens?
I go to CVS.
Okay. All right. What street's the CVS on?
Fayette Boulevard,
okay. Boulevard. Oops. 1 second. Is it the one on North Glen or the one on Pavilion Pikeway?
Pavilion,
okay. Thank you. And I know all these.
Well,
CVS's.
I usually go to both of them. But
yeah.
That one.
Yeah, they all have the same address. I mean, not address. They all have the same system.
Yeah.
So it's just like us to try to get most accurately we can. So I'm just copying the address because it was all capitalized for me. Okay. And then their number, I had it here. 770, ending in 1200. Okay. And then there are medical records that exist, correct, in regards to your diagnosis?
Yes.
And then if you had to, if the lawyers weren't able to pull them, you would be able to provide them through mail or electronically if you had to get them, of course?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. No worries. And then would you like to add an emergency contact in regards to this?
No.
Okay. No worries. Let me put this in.
This is me and my son here in Georgia.
No, you're good. No worries. Yeah. Most people that I speak to, they leave this blank. So, okay. And then I just need to, I'm going to confirm everything with you just to make sure I didn't spell anything wrong or anything like that. Because if anything's wrong, I'll have to send it back to you and do these paperwork over, which is a hassle for you and me, mainly for you. So let me just make sure. You would like to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit. You do not have an attorney in regards to this. And you're filing the claim for yourself. That is all correct?
Correct.
Okay. Resident of the United States, of course. You were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year. That is both correct?
Correct.
All right. Birthday of 4/12/2017. I'm sorry.
No,
sorry.
That's not my birthday.
I was looking at birth. I meant to say date. I misspoke. I'm sorry. Date of diagnosis, 4/12/2017.
Yes. Yeah.
Sorry, the date of birth one's right next to it. That's why. And then date of birth is January 3rd, 1993.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm so sorry about that. I mixed them up. And then you consumed or you were injected with the brand name contraceptive of Depo-Provera. That is correct?
Yes, sir.
Used Depo-Provera for at least 1 year and had at least 4 injections prior to being diagnosed. That is correct?
Yes. More than that, but yes.
Yeah. Yeah. No, minimum. Yeah. And then start date, I put February of 2013. End date, I just put January of 2017. That is fine and sounds correct?
Yes.
Okay. You are a female, first name D-E-S-T-A-N-Y, last name Granger, G-R-A-N-G-E-R. And then your social, I'm going to repeat it one more time back to you, 308-13-8838. And all of that sounds correct, the spelling and the social.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then your email is first name, last name, 12 at Yahoo. This is the best number to reach you on. It is a cell phone. I put afternoon, morning, best time to reach you. And then best mailing address for you is 11132 James Madison Drive, Hampton, Georgia, 30228.
Yeah.
Okay. And then diagnosing doctor was Dr. Wendy Russell at Piedmont Urgent Care by Well Street. And the address of that was 3999 Austell Road, Suite 901, Austell, Georgia. And then our phone number I have is 770-809-3032. That is correct?
Correct.
And then you were never diagnosed with any prior cancers. That is correct?
No, just had a tumor.
Okay. No other prior cancer diagnoses, right?
No, sir.
Okay. Yep. And then treating doctor was Dr. Jason McCracken. And then also prescribing doctor was Jason McCracken, Piedmont, Fayetteville, address of 1255 Highway 54 West, Fayetteville, Georgia. And that is at the Piedmont Fayetteville Hospital, of course. And then you went to CVS on 107 Pavilion Parkway. And you also go to the other CVS, but it's, you know, they're the same. And that is all correct, right? For the...
Yes, sir.
All right. And then... Let me put this NA. I almost left that blank. Sorry. And then there are medical records that do exist for your diagnosis, correct, at the hospital?
Yes. Okay. Yes, sir.
Thank you. And I'm going to send you a text right now. One second. Hold on. I missed something. Hold on. What did I miss here? Oh, that's why. For the email, for the emergency email, I just put NA instead of NA at Gmail. Let me just do that. It doesn't let me send it if it's not at Gmail. Okay. You'll get a text in like the next second or so. It'll be a DocuSign. Basically just giving permission for us to start pulling the records to prove your case, substantiate it. And then in a week or so, the attorney is going to reach out to verify all this information with you. So you should have just received the text now.
It hasn't popped up yet.
It'll be from a DocuSign. To 470-350-0019, right?
Yes. My okay. Phone I'll be having bad service, so it's always okay. Take a little minute.
No, you're good. I sent it to your email too.
Okay.
Whenever you get a chance, just open it, and then I'll walk you through. It's quick. Okay, it's A4D as well. That is good. Mm-hmm.